All right, continuing now. Big temperature changes apparently coming up. Big temperature changes, at least for, well, we're going to have temperatures in the 50s here across much of the state for a couple of days. Maybe a week from now, I guess. And, well, I guess I'm all right with that. Are you all right with that? I'm not bad with that, actually. I'm not bad with that at all. I think it's all right. There's a couple of Michigan men who are now buried because of their behavior when it came to unemployment scams. Yeah, unemployment scams. They raked in millions, apparently. Raked in millions across several states, and the Department of Justice got involved. They did this, of course, during the pandemic. Their names are Tahid Salik Wilder, he's 39, and Shakina Renee Franklin, he's 30. Apparently, they filed 470 fraudulent unemployment claims across five different states. That, according to the filings from the Department of Justice, they used their real names. They used stolen identities. The DOJ says they brought in at least $4 million in illicit illegal payments. They've been charged with mail fraud, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, money laundering. What's aggravated identity theft? I guess that's when you get some money, I suppose. I don't know. The money stolen by these defendants were intended to be used to ease the burden of unemployment suffered by residents of Michigan and other states. And those that steal unemployment benefits steal from all taxpayers and jeopardize the safety net Congress enacted to protect employees who lost jobs during the pandemic. These arrests reflect our ongoing commitment to investigating these schemes and bringing the people who commit these crimes to justice. So said Acting U.S. Attorney Simon Motion. Wilder and Franklin, in addition, listen to this, in addition to the $4 million that they actually brought in, they were still working to collect another $13 million. These guys had this unemployment fraud dialed right in. Now, I'm fascinated by this because as you probably heard here a few weeks ago, anybody who collected unemployment benefits in Michigan that should not have, the Whitmer administration says, meh, not a big deal. We're going to let it go. Well, the Department of Justice is not going to let it go. Yeah, the DOJ is not going to let it go. The pair were arrested after bank cameras caught them using stolen identities to withdraw the money that they had collected illegally through these scams and schemes to get unemployment benefits they were neither entitled to or deserving of. Pretty big deal, right? Pretty big. $17 million. They had $4 million, $13 million to go. It is. My question is, how did they get $4 million in before they got caught? That's a lot of cheese. They had already collected $4 million when they got caught. And, you know, honestly, you know, it's just a money crime. Who cares, right? Who cares? We should probably just let them out, no bail, and let them go. Speaking of courts and crime and punishment, the Supreme Court Commission has voted to send President Biden its report, taking no position, none, on court packing. The vote concluded the work of the 34-member commission, which held six public meetings, called on 44 witnesses. Joe Biden put the commission, he had punted. You know, when it comes to court packing, he punted completely, and well, so did they, so did the commission. Final draft, 288-page report, which drew on vocal opposition regarding some of its conclusions, stopped short of offering any specific recommendations. Instead, it offered a summary of arguments for and against issues, ranging from court packing and term limits for members of the United States Supreme Court. And during a hearing yesterday, virtual hearing, several members noted the sharp differences of opinion among those on the commission regarding such issues, which the report summary said mirrors the broader public debate. Given the size and nature of the commission and the complexity of the issues addressed, individual members of the commission would have written the report with different emphasis and approaches, but the commission submits this report today in the belief that it represents a fair and constructive treatment of the complex and often highly controversial issues it was charged with examining. They came to no conclusions whatsoever, which is a loss for the Biden administration, which is not surprising. When was the last time the Biden administration had a win on anything? Anything. It's a loss because the tie goes to the runner. Right? The tie goes to the runner. The commission takes no position on the validity and strength of these claims. Mirroring the broader public debate, there is profound disagreement among commissioners on these issues. We present the arguments in order to fulfill our charge, provide a complete account of the contemporary court reform debate. So there you go. You know, it's the American public reject court packing and any other attempt to destabilize the judiciary, says the First Liberty Institute. Even after numerous polls shows Americans reject court packing, far-left progressives are clearly trying to expand their political power under the guise of court reform. There it is. Expanding the membership of the United States Supreme Court is nothing more than a transparent partisan scheme to achieve purely political objectives and exercise raw power that must be rejected. Well, they arrived at no conclusion. They provided no recommendations. They provided nothing except a complete waste of time, resources, and, well, the last 2 minutes of this program. But it's important for you to know that nothing came of it, which means the United States Supreme Court will remain at 9 for the foreseeable future. And no, I don't believe Kamala Harris will be nominated to the United States Supreme Court, even though that's been talked about at length, ad nauseum. Weird, but true. Weird, but true. I'm going to take a quick time out here and have some final thoughts for you right after this.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.